This is a synthetic lens rapid update. I am David Carver. The new signal is not that the war is over. It is that the nuclear inspection question is back in the center of the proposed off-ramp. The Guardian live blog that tripped the watcher cited J.D. Vance as saying nuclear inspectors will absolutely be allowed back into Iran as part of the emerging framework. That is a claim from a U.S. official, not a signed public agreement and not Iranian confirmation. The related watcher cluster points in the same direction. NPR reports oil markets are treating Trump's U.S.-Iran framework as a de-escalation signal, especially around reopening the Strait of Hormuz. Guardian reporting keeps the Hormuz fallout in view, including Indian anger after sailors were killed in U.S. strikes. Al Jazeera reports Israeli strikes in southern Lebanon during ceasefire talks. So the same triangle remains: nuclear terms, shipping risk, and regional behavior. Here is the safe read. First, inspections are the hard part of any nuclear off-ramp. A promise that inspectors will return matters only if Tehran confirms it, the inspection authority is clear, and access actually resumes. Second, Hormuz is still the receipt. Cheaper crude tells us markets like the headline. It does not prove ships, insurers, commanders, or regional actors have accepted the deal as real. Third, the regional file is still active. Lebanon strikes and Iran-linked pressure points can still test the diplomatic frame before the ink, if there is ink, ever dries. The rapid read is this. The story has moved from, is there an off-ramp, to, what are the terms that make the off-ramp real? Nuclear inspectors are one of those terms. Hormuz implementation is another. Regional stand-down is the third. Until those three harden, this remains a promising claim, not a completed settlement. This has been The Synthetic Lens. I am David Carver. Stay sharp, and we will keep watching the signal.